Big Mun, just back to Kyle Chalmers for a moment. So it breaks a 48-year hoodoo for Australian swimmers winning the 100 metres freestyle in the men's. Do you know the last bloke to do it?
Well, I do. I remember it vividly. I was only a boy myself, and I remember watching it. Michael Wendon, who was just a legend.
You're right. 1979, he was inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame. But the reason he was, well, apart from his other achievements, was Mexico City in 1968.
Yep.
He won gold in the 100-metre freestyle. Michael Wendon, the last bloke to achieve that. And guess what? He's on the line. Michael Wendon, good afternoon.
Good evening to both of you. It's a delight to be here.
Congratulations. Well, I don't know why I'm congratulating you. You won the gold a long, long time ago, but what was it like for you today? Tell me you were watching it live.
I was watching it live and getting very excited, but I had expressed to a couple of my friends the desire that wouldn't it be great to have a 1-2 result?
Yeah.
And we've had that before, you know, in 1956, we came first and second in the 100 free for men, and hasn't happened since. But unfortunately, only got half of that wish.
Yeah. Michael, do you see any resemblance to what Kyle did today to what you did? The feelings must have come rushing back to you, I'd imagine.
On average, conditions today are radically different to what they were back then. But there were similarities, and similarities in our age, because he was 18, I was 18 at the time. It was our first Olympic Games. And I think he didn't have media pressure, I didn't have media pressure, he didn't these days, because nobody knew what he was going to capable of doing.
So as a gold medal swimmer, describe his swim as you saw it today.
Well, it's very difficult because it was done in the most unusual way. Typically, somebody that ends up winning an event is right up there within striking distance at the 50 metres for virtually the whole swim, in fact. He was the seventh fastest reaction time, that's time off the blocks, and his feet hit the wall at the 50-metre marks in seventh place.
Mm.
Most unusual. In fact, I have to confess to be watching McAvoy and getting concerned that he wasn't coming through the field as he typically does.
Mm.
And it took a few more moments to realise that he was this youngster that turned in seventh, suddenly turned into a medal chance. You know, Matty Groves is 300ths of a second, 2 metres a second those people swim roughly. That translates into a very, very small margin. But if you have a look at the slow motion replays for the 100 free, that margin was quite considerable.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I said that before. Michael, can I just ask you this? Where's your gold medal these days? Is it at home
Good
somewhere
question.
Or what?
One of my kids has it. It's, in fact, with the other medals, we haven't really got around to having them mounted or anything yet. So
48 years.
Mate, it was 1968. Well, look, Michael, we're honoured to be able to talk to you on this occasion. I know that you went on to win 3 more medals at those Olympics, including gold in the 200-metre freestyle and then a silver and a bronze in the 100-metre and 200-metre relays. As I said, 1979, inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame, an Olympic flag bearer at the Sydney Olympics, and the fact that you were watching on today as the hoodoo was broken is just fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us.
It's great to be able to talk about the youngster.
Good man. Michael Wendon, Australian Olympic champion. How good is that?